You're listening to Kraus. And Beaver. You're listening to the Healing Light Comfort Zone on KCHM Radio. Brought to you by Jarlsberg Cheese. Looking for some beanbag chairs down here at the KCHM? Looking for some beanbag chairs down here at the KCHM? Preferably embroidered with KCHM. KCHUNGFM on your AM dial. We're in the Light Zone Healing Comfort with Chris Doritis on KCRW. Studios, Beaver and Kraus, and Solomon. And a light but warming fire. Thank you.
during special effects segments designed to simulate common vortex experiences. The participants will relate their story in their own words.
Okay, I always ask people, why do you want to be psychic? The people come to the seminar and they want to learn to be psychic. And my response is that if your life is complicated already, life will get a lot more complicated. But I do believe that anyone can develop psychic ability if they want to develop psychic ability. I think everyone can develop healing ability to a degree also. And I like an analogy of playing golf or tennis or something similar that we might learn to do. If all of us in here were to take lessons out here to learn to play tennis today, and they showed us the basics of tennis, and we decided, okay, we like it, we're going to do it, we're going to practice a few minutes every day, pretty soon we would at least become fair to Midland tennis players. Now, some people in the group would have a natural ability to play tennis. They'd have all the coordination and everything else that it takes, and they'd become great tennis players. But we could all learn to play tennis. And it's the same way with psychic abilities. We can all get to be pretty damn good with our psychic abilities or with our healing abilities. Do you care enough about it to practice at it? We're going to be sharing ideas in here and techniques and having you test those techniques so that we can prove to you how effective they are. And then you can take those techniques with you and begin to use them in your life. Everyone has the ability to be psychic. I don't think you have to develop spiritually to develop psychically. It's like tennis. It's that simple. I think that psychic ability is a natural response to opening spiritually. But in reverse, I don't think that you do have to be spiritual to develop psychically. It's something you simply need to do. Tap in on the sixth sense ability that's already there. Okay, now, as I've already mentioned, the vortexes are going to, the energy up here in Sedona definitely expands your energy. And that, the positive and the negative energy, you need to keep that in mind. So it's your psychic energy, the energy that you would, if you're here with your mate or someone you love, it's the energy between the two of you. Chances are it will intensify that energy, physical energy. So, be aware, sometimes we've heard people just getting into terrible fights up here because they weren't getting along too well when they got here. Don't do that. All right, now in regard to developing your psychic ability, we're going to be testing a lot of different, showing you a lot of different techniques. Many of you in this room are already familiar with them. We'll put you in the spot of testing them. I hope that you'll pick one area that you naturally respond to or resonate with. Because I think we all have particular areas of psychic ability that we can develop more easily than the other areas. I think the first question that you might want to ask yourself is, how do I orient to the world? People appear to orient either visually or kinesthetically, feeling, or auditorily. Through what they hear. And chances are, your particular psychic ability will tap directly into the way you primarily orient to the world. Now you've got, I have a list here of the primary psychic areas. ESP, this would be general sensory, extrasensory perception, general psychic ability. Telepathy, this is feeling at a distance or thought transference. This is communication from one mind to another mind. Clairvoyance. Clairvoyance is usually visual perceptions in psychic or symbolic form. And of course, clairvoyance is the ability to read the past, the present, the future. Psychometry. holding an object and reading, trusting the impressions that come into your mind, and reading psychically in response to the object. Alan will be working with you on that one. It's a very powerful session on that. PK, psychokinesis, the ability to move things with your mind or to bend metal with your mind. Everyone try to find some silverware between now and tomorrow night. And don't steal it from the hotel. We're not real popular with them as it is, so it's bad karma to steal. Next life, you'll have to have a restaurant and somebody will steal your silverware. I'm sure you can go to the dinosaur.
I find general agreement about how many facts regarding Lemurian history writers and researchers seem to agree that the Lemurians were a spiritual, peaceful people. They developed a very just and fair governmental system. One of their great rulers was a woman. The populace was composed of a highly skilled artisan and craftsman class. They enjoyed a very advanced form of civilization with great cities and impressive temples.
Crystal.